Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. The 97th PGA Championship is underway at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin for the third time since 2004. And about a month ago, Rory McIlroy, he was the favorite going in, but an ankle injury forced him out of the Open. Time now to welcome in Patrick Livingston, PGA teaching professional and CEO of National Golf Schools. Good to have him back with us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line.
Boy, great to be back.
Well, we've been looking so forward to tonight's segment. Of course, the PGA Championship, it thrives on rich history. Let's familiarize our listeners with Whistling Straits. I mean, just your impressions of the course so far and its presentation.
Well, Whistling Straits is a unique course. Herb Kohler and Pete Dye got together many, many years ago. Well, it's actually only been built 14 years ago, but it took them 6 years to get the state of Wisconsin to, you know, give the right zoning to get that going. It is incredible. You have eight holes that are actually on Lake Michigan, and it is a tremendous venue. It's a seaside course similar to some of the Scottish courses, except it's tougher because you have over 1,000 bunkers. It's just mind-boggling that you could have that much sand out there. The last time it was played several years ago, it was the longest course ever for a championship. It was 751 yards long, just an incredibly long golf course. The winds are treacherous coming off of the Lake Michigan, and there's a lot of up and down. Unlike some of the seaside courses in Scotland, which are flat and you can bump and run your shots up, you can't do that here. You have all the characteristics of those seaside courses, but there are bunkers protecting it, and you have to hit good quality shots into it.
Patrick,
so it's a tremendous venue. Maybe a little luck involved. You've got to make sure you get the right bounce or two, but just a tremendous test of golf.
Patrick Livingston with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, a regular guest. He's been on our program many, many times, the CEO of National Golf School. We talk about Whistling Straits, and you point out that there is over 1,000 bunkers, a ton of sand for the pros to deal with. Do you like that, having a bunker perhaps every 5 to 6 steps? I mean, do you think that's overkill?
I think it is overkill, and we had the big problem with Dustin Johnson at the last championship. The hole is 18. They've got all of these bunkers. He's coming up with a relatively short iron shot, and people are surrounding him. There's cans in the bunker. No one's maintained it, and they called that a bunker. And they charged him with a 2-shot penalty, and that kept him out of the playoff for the championship. And it that we felt was unfair. It's a little bit embarrassing for the PGA, but it is ultimately the player's responsibility for his actions, not his caddy, not anybody else. So he could have easily alleviated that problem by having an official come over and say it's either a bunker or it's not, even though it wasn't manicured. If you go to the rules of golf, it says that a bunker is defined by a sandy area that is manicured. Certainly that was not a manicured area of sand, but it's been a controversy when it happened, and it continues to be as the years go by.
So give us the player's perspective. I mean, what do you think are the keys to being successful? You've got to have a good putter.
You've got to have a good putter, but also you have to get the ball in play. You have to drive the ball well. If you're having a poor driving day, you'll be hitting into heather. You'll be hitting into bunkers that are not waste areas. They're on different slopes. They're down. They're angling up. Tremendously difficult shots. Plus, you have to contend with the wind coming off of Lake Michigan. It could be every bit as some of the winds coming off the Atlantic, in Ireland and in Scotland.
Is this a power-friendly course? I mean, the power element that you're talking about?
No, power to the extent that you need to be a good driver, but you'll also have to be an accurate driver. They have, 3 of the par 5s are reachable.
Right.
So you'll have eagles coming into play and changing your gourd with one good putt. So it's a interesting golf course. It's not like Chambers Bay. It's not tricked up like Chambers Bay was. It's a difficult course with a lot of challenges, ones you don't see at most of the courses. Say, for example, the Masters, you're hitting it tee to green, and the fairways are manicured, the rough is manicured. This is a rough and tumble golf course, you have to hit a lot of quality shots, mm-hmm. and errant shots will maybe cost you two shots instead of just one. It'll be an interesting challenge.
The 97th PGA Championship, it is underway, and we're going one-on-one with Patrick Livingston, CEO of National Golf Schools out of Sarasota, Florida, the number one resort golf school in the world. And since we're talking about Whistling Straits, celebrating this championship, I mean, does this course, does it favor a certain type of player?
Well, again, you have to drive the ball in play, okay? And if you it favors a longer player, a player who hits the drive fairly far, because you can reach three or four par fives. So it's definitely an advantage to them. Spieth is sneaky long. McIlroy is crazy long. Mm-hmm. Dustin Johnson is long. I suspect those players will do well.
What about Ricky Fowler? I mean, he's been knocking at the door to get his first major victory in a championship.
He is knocking on the door. As a matter of fact, during last year's championships, he had the best overall record. If you combined all four of the championships as compared to the people that won it, he was in the top five in three of them and just outside of it in one of it. He's been playing well. He won the Irish Open prior to going over to the British Open. He played well in the British Open. He's right now, and Ricky is sneaky long. He is within 10, 15 yards of some of the long hitters, so he certainly has an opportunity, and he's a good putter.
Mm-hmm.
I would say he's a co-favorite along with five or six other top players.
Hey, CEO of National Golf Schools, Patrick Livingston, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We'd love to hear from you. Chime in on our conversation. You can tweet us at eradiosports. You can always email the show, too, at Elissa@yahoosportsradio.com. Patrick is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. And obviously, one of the biggest storylines is, what is the best player, do you think, Patrick, without a major? We talk about Sergio, Matt Kuchar, Jason Day. What do you think about Dustin Johnson? I mean, it kind of seems like at times, I mean, I'm confounded by his struggles, but it seems like he's snake bit.
He is. It does seem to be snake bit. I mean, he had a chance to win at least, three championships. And just this year, he shot, 65 at the mm-hmm. British Open, was leading by a couple shots, and then just, faded to 75-75. Hard to say. And then just the tragedy, a change of bay.
Oh.
Here he is. He's 12 feet away from the hole. A little downhill putt to win, to get that championship. And he three putts. He wouldn't three putt from that spot if he putted it, 500 times again. So he's got that snake bit, or about him. But he's talking about a driver. He hits the ball so far and so accurate. At Chambers Bay, he had probably the best driving round of any pro in recent history. He hit it long. He did not miss a fairway. He had opportunity after opportunity, and it just slipped through his fingers on the 18th green.
Okay, only time for one more question. As Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools, you want to check them out online, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Talk to us about Jordan Spieth. I mean, obviously he's in the hunt for his third major of the year. Evaluate his game and how you anticipate it's going to play out on Sunday.
Well, he has all aspects of the game. He is a good driver, sneaky long, excellent shot, but he is the best putter I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
From that 8 to 20 foot range, he is deadly from that distance, and he leads the pro tour by gigantic numbers in strokes gained putting, and a good stroke is just as good as a 330-yard drive, and he gets one after another. And he is so mentally tough. When he's he has a key shot coming in, his heart is pounding, he doesn't worry about the swing. He tries to calm his heart, get the pace down, and try to mentally makes the correct shot. He doesn't overthink it, and he does a great job of that.
And he makes it look so easy as we talk about Jordan Spieth. He really does.
He's the nicest kid in the world.
What a
wonderful man.
Well, we're very proud of him here in the Lone Star State. Of course, we're celebrating the 97th PGA Championship this weekend with Patrick Livingston, the CEO of National Golf Schools. Encourage you to go online and check it out. Patrick, always a pleasure and honor to have you on our show right here at Yahoo Sports Radio. Thank you so much.
Well, enjoy the tournament this weekend, and love talking to you.
We definitely will. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.